What's happening?
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was a man. He lived in the sand at the Isle of Man. The kids would all sing, he would take a donkey. So they rode on his head in the furry donkey.
You're listening to the League Podcast, episode 299. I'm Matt Durson.
I'm Josh Lingle.
Welcome back, Josh. Clay Inferno.
Out of retirement.
Welcome. Josh Lingle, yes. How's it? It's been a while, man. You old so-and-so.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. I don't know the words of that song.
No one does.
Yeah, no. It's probably better that way.
Well, here we are. 299 episodes.
Wowee.
Still going strong, huh?
That's what you want to call it.
Well, we're going. Yeah, we're not.
Still going.
We're going.
Clay, it was a good hanging the other night. We were at the Vinyl Me Please spins.
Oh, yeah. And you won.
I won.
What did you win?
I won the record they're releasing. The oh my god!
Main source.
I'm blank. Who?
Main source. Breaking
yes.
Atoms. Up in Atom.
You're down at the Verb Hotel. What a great place! I tell you, like they just take this crappy old Howard Johnson's.
I was gonna ask if that was the old Hojo's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they turn it into this badass like musical themed. Like hotel with
tons of cool Hojoko posters in there.
Yeah, it's awesome. What a place. So, anyways, yeah, it's good hanging. Thanks for thanks
fun
too.
Hanging. You were like, I'm gonna try the rum drink. How was the rum drink?
Yeah, it was good. I would have. I mean, if it wasn't like a weekday, I probably would have had a couple more.
Yeah, there you go.
Take the rum drink. Take the whiskey drink.
Yeah, I was gonna go there.
Here we are, guys. Here we are.
Here we are. Let's talk some shit. What have you been up to? Josh said he read comics and stuff.
I read comics, which is so weird for me. I read Batwoman.
Oh, yeah, I read that too.
Batwoman!
Number one. Yeah. And I read the rest of the Thundercats He-Man crossover.
Ooh.
Which is
fun, and it's not over yet. I think there's like one more or two more issues. I think it's a miniseries, anyways. And I read the Batman Adventures Ninja Turtles crossover. That's really fun. I enjoy that.
Wow, I read all the bloody violent comics. Josh, yeah. Like Batman and Ninja Turtles and Thunder.
Did you guys both read Batwoman?
Yeah, I did. Excuse me. I took a fly on Batwoman. I almost was like, a lot of these DC books are kind of meh. But I read that one. I liked it, actually. I liked the artwork a lot. That was really how I bought it.
Yeah, Steve Epting.
He's good.
From the old Captain America run.
Yeah,
it didn't really tell us anything new, except for at the last page she has that new costume. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, it was all pretty much just like a best of issue.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a best of. It was a clip show.
Is it her at the end? I mean, I'd assume it's her, but is it her?
Is that a new costume or an old costume? That's what I'm...
Commander Kane.
It's new. I mean, she looks old. If it is her. Oh, yeah, Commander Kane. But I was wondering if it was her sister.
Right. I thought that's what we were supposed to...
No, because her sister is like Alice, like, from that first volume, the Elegy run, Greg Rucka.
Yeah. So I assumed that it was her and not her sister, but...
And it looks like a Batwoman symbol and everything on her costume. Right.
But what's with the M? What is... I was like, her name... There's no M in her name. Or is it just...
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, the symbol kind of looks like an M, but it kind of looks like a bat.
But it kind of
looks there's
like
an M in the negative space.
Or a bird.
That was the word that
bird Josh is the word
used for art stuff in the negative space.
Negative space.
The negative space.
Not like the negative zone.
In the phantom zone.
Well, I mean, whatever. I didn't know a lot of that stuff, so it was kind of all good to me.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to do. It's like a rebirth, a rebirthing, if you will.
What did, I want to, speaking of DC, did you hear this? I read this. So we know they're putting their prices up for most of their books, right?
Yeah.
$3.99. Let me see if I can find this article I read here. So this guy, he's a retailer, and he's boycotting the DC $3.99 titles for whatever reason. I don't know why. Marvel's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
So this guy owns the Comics Gallery in Willamette, Illinois, and he's been posting on this retailer, comic book retailer forum or something like that. And
well, how can he boycott them if, you know, he's really not going to have any Batman comics in his store for people to buy?
Yeah, he really is drawing the line at $2.99.
Literally, yeah, exactly. He says, this is what he posted. As a response to the unequal pricing of DC's online versions. Oh, I think his problem is their Comixology is $2.99, but the print versions are $3.99.
Oh.
So that's his.
Well, but there's no advertisements in. You'd be paying more for advertisements.
I know what he's saying, because he's saying people are just going to go to Comixology and not buy them from me. Maybe. I mean, I don't think they
would. But, I mean, online you're, like, cutting out the middleman, really, so why wouldn't they be cheaper?
That's what I always thought, but, I mean, people say it does cost money to make a comic online ready.
But not as much as printing out a whole bunch of issues, shipping them to stores.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, there's definitely a difference.
Yeah, I don't know how much. I don't know what the actual money is, but
I still don't understand why it wouldn't be the same price.
Right. I mean, every other book is the same price, digital or print, and that's just it's just fair. I know what this guy is saying, but I also, Clay, is he just not going to stock any DC books that are
$3.99? Seems insane to me. No, he's in Illinois and he's not going to have new Superman comics.
That seems like he's actually going to be pushing people to online sales, which is
no, because they're going to have to buy them. Yeah. Like, his customers are going to have to, or go to another store, or because I mean, I know a lot of people, myself included. A lot of times, I want the print. I don't know, nothing against digital. A few comics I buy digital. A lot of them I buy print. I don't know, but if my store suddenly stopped stocking Batman, I'd be like, well, fuck it, I'll get it somewhere else. Like,
If you couldn't get,
this is what his exact quote is. As a response to the unequal pricing of DC's online versions of their monthly $3.99 line, I have decided that these books will be available for subscribers and special order only. So he's just not going to put them on the shelves. But if you have a sub, he'll buy it. I cannot support books where DC's mindset is to eliminate us as main sellers of their product.
Well, get anyway, with the
I
times,
apologize.
Dude.
Yeah.
Mean, seems like he's putting up a fight like 5 years too late.
Yeah.
Well, this is the new thing that they're changing the price, though. I think pretty much books have always been the same, right? Online or...
No, well, I mean, I think the first week usually is the same. Then they tend to drop down.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
but which is weird, because it kind of drove me crazy, because I read the Batman Ninja Turtle Adventure thing crossover, and I was hoping the older books were going to be cheaper because I hadn't read them, and I went back and they were all the same price.
Huh. Well,
I have a theory about why that is.
What's your theory?
Because DC and IDW had to split the profits on that, so they probably want to sell it full price for as long as they possibly can. But
It might be, but maybe in like a year or something.
Yeah, you could probably get the trade in a year for cheap.
Yeah,
it's true though. Like we talked about this, Clay, a couple weeks ago. Like there are some books you just wait a while and they'll go down to like 99 cents or something.
Go wait a while. I don't know why we're on Stained. It just seems to happen.
The theme of the... Well, but you know what I mean? Like, if you just want to wait
a while,
some time, it'll be cheaper anyway. So this guy's really, yeah, like, he's protesting. I get what he's saying. DC is trying to cut out the retailers in a way by giving it. I mean, that's not what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing, but if you just wait, I don't know. I mean, it's hell. Half these books might be in the quarter bin in a little, you know. In,
yeah.
Like, if you want to wait, so I don't know.
You're
what
just trying not to say in
the yeah, yeah, no, yeah.
I don't want Clay to sing anymore. No, but you know what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. It is kind of a pointless sort of protest. Plus, he's some little comic book store in Illinois. Like, it's not like you know, some giant chain where they're all the stores are gonna drop him. I don't know.
And I think, but, I don't know. Like, there's, like, the only reason I would buy only digital comics is if that was the only possible way I could get them. Like, if I was overseas or something for a long period of time, there was no comic book stores. Or...
I'll tell you why I only buy digital comics. It's because I hate having comics all over the place. And I just went to the comic book store, seriously, before we started the podcast, and it was closed. And I was like, son of a bitch! Like, I never go here, and it's closed.
It's a holiday. What do you want, man?
For them to be open, to make money.
Yeah, yeah.
I want them to be open.
Because guess what? I just bought my comics online. suckers.
I hear what you're saying. I mean, it's definitely something even I have started to, like, there was, so, do you know that there's that funny Marvel book, Fool Killer, they're on issue 3. I think we might have talked about issue 1 when it came out here on the podcast. But, like, I've gone to the store. New England Comics must get, like, 2 copies of that or something. Because every week when I get there, it's gone. Like, or whatever. Like, they didn't have it, the latest issue.
That's what would happen with Doctor Who Comics and New England Comics with me.
Weird. Yeah, I mean, so sometimes I'm just, yeah, Clay's right. I just buy them online. Because Comixology never sells out.
And
you don't have to worry about fucking buying the same issue twice because it's got some variant cover or some bullshit.
Like, yeah, that. Hopefully you get all the covers.
I don't know. But some books like Jessica Jones, I want to buy it. I want to have the nice David Mack cover. You know? Like, I want to own it. I want to have a physical.
Was that your segue to talk about Jessica Jones?
No, I mean, I wasn't, but we can if you want.
Well, you're reading that book.
We're done with DC's money prices.
To me, like, the pricing isn't that interesting because I'm always going to buy them. You know what I mean? And I'm always going to buy the books I want. So
Clay never draws the line. We're always going to complain about
it. I don't draw the line because I know the prices are going to go up. I remember when they went up from 75 cents to a dollar. I thought that was outrageous, and then they were $1.50, and now I just, you know, I go to the store, and if I don't like something because it seems like too expensive, I just don't pick it up.
I see that, I hear that, but I also think, like, $4.99 for some of these things, that's a little bit much, you know.
Well, it's gonna happen.
Like, All-Star Batman is... I mean, what is that? Why is that one? Like, what's so special about that? All the other Batman books are $3.99. Now. And they were $2.99.
It's carrying the rest of them, you know? It's carrying the weight. And they probably have to pay Scott Snyder more money.
Well...
than they do the other guys.
Yeah, I know. But... I mean, I know what you're saying. It's getting a little out of hand. It's not that interesting in a way because, this has been going on for years. Comic prices have been going up.
I'm surprised they don't go up by, like, 50 cents, though. That would be, like, you know, remember when they were, like, 250 or 150? Like, they could slow it down a little bit with the dollar.
Yeah, just going up a buck. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I suppose $349 would be a weird price or something like that. I mean, I think Marvel is sort of setting the pace. Is kind of the thing. Marvel's like, hey, we're just gonna do $399 for everything.
Setting unless it's the like pace on the high price race.
Yeah, setting the pace. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, whatever. You're right. It's comics. We're gonna buy them anyway.
We're gonna buy them. They know we're gonna buy them too.
This retailer guy should just shut up and.
They got us by the short hairs.
Oh well.
Is that a thing? Sounds like a thing.
Yeah, it sounds like a thing.
I mean, I'll probably not buy. That might mean I have to buy one less book that month. So it's kind of screwing them in the long run because I'll be like, I'm not gonna buy this All-Star Batman. I already dropped that one. So
yeah, I was dropping that, I think, because John Romita Jr. is off, I think. So done. Boff or whatever it was.
Yeah, but it's like, isn't it like Phil Noto or Jock
I like
or something?
Phil Noto.
It's Jock, I think. No, he's awesome.
So I don't know. I just thought it was a good time.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It was kind of not that great anyway. I don't know. I was kind of not. I enjoyed it at first, and then after a few issues, I was like, eh. So I don't know. I'm liking the regular Batman book now. I don't know why. I didn't think I would, but I'm kind of down with this whole Catwoman, Batman, sex thing that they got going on.
Well, you read this latest one. There wasn't really that much Catwoman in it.
No, there wasn't. But it's kind of.
But it was actually a good little adventure. Versus Bane, you know.
Yeah.
Thought it was very cool. I did like that issue. David Fincher on art is pretty amazing.
David Fincher is very, very well. Yes, I like him a lot.
I don't know what I couldn't tell you what was happening in Arkham Asylum or why Alfred was there or whatever, but the last couple pages made sense, so that was enough for me.
Was that the one? Wait, was that the one where they were like hanging out in the Batman themed fast food restaurant?
No, that was a couple weeks ago, I think.
Oh, okay. That was a little weird, though.
That was weird. It's like all the Joker.
Yeah, do you want to Jokerize your fries? And then
yeah, you
want
to Jokerize those?
So there's like green sauce on them or something.
Put some Smilex on there.
A little weird. I was like, all right, this is a little goofy for Batman. I guess
it's a little goofy for Batman, but you know you eat at that restaurant.
I would eat. And I would totally Jokerize the fries.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, for a comic book, it was a little hokey for Batman. Like, it just doesn't seem to fit in the. It was funny though. He was having like lunch with all the Robins, like, and they were like, "Oh, don't worry about it. Well, you know, yeah, I know they're trying to kill us, but that's okay. We'll get them." Like, they were very like lackadaisical about the whole thing. It was pretty funny though, but a little goofy.
Joush, did you see the Lego Batman movie?
I have not. It's hard to get out to the movies.
It's not. I mean, if your movie going experience is limited, this might be one. It was okay.
Could be a renter.
And I also really didn't care for the Lego movie. I know that that's like blasphemy for some reason, but I just didn't like it.
I would have thought that would have been right up your alley.
I know, right?
Blasphemer!
I just, for me, that movie
like toys.
Felt like. Yeah, I love toys. I just felt like it was like teetering on the edge of like a not adult film, but like, you know, like adult comedy and then like but children's movie at the same time, but it just like couldn't quite find its footing for me anyways.
Yeah.
So I was just like, fine.
All right. It's okay. You don't have to like everything even
now
though you
concerns.
Even though I usually do.
This one wasn't even as clever as that one, so I mean, there were a lot of Batman jokes, but it wasn't as like, you know, interesting and like it didn't do anything really different other than be like, look, back in 1966, Batman was really silly, you know, like they were. I did like the Bane voice; it was pretty funny.
Yeah, Bane I saw it on the commercial. It was pretty
Doug
good.
Benson.
Yeah, he only had a few lines, but it was pretty good. I don't know. Yeah, it's okay, but yeah, it might be a rental.
Yeah,
or HBO or whatever the hell. However the hell you watch movies when you don't see them in the theater.
Yeah. Redbox. It's the cheapest way.
There you go. You still have to leave your house, though.
That is the one downside, but I gotta say, for, like, the price, you can't beat it. And, like, I get texts from them, like, weekly that are just like, if you get a movie tonight, it's only gonna be 27 cents. And I'm like, how can you beat that?
What?
Yeah.
And if you're at the grocery store buying dinner stuff anyways, it's pretty convenient then.
Exactly.
Yeah. I see. All right, then.
Speaking of toys.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Josh, what's the toys news? What's hot on the streets for toys?
All right. What is hot on the streets for toys? Let's start with one of my favorites. I know I was talking with you guys a couple weeks ago about blind boxes. The Loyal Subjects are releasing a Thundercats minifigure that is pretty awesome. They've got Lion-O and other ones as well. Chitara, I think, and Panthro were the ones I saw. And they have like the 3-inch ones, and then I think they've got like a 6-inch Lion-O. Looks pretty cool.
Nice.
I had no idea you were such a big Thundercats guy.
Oh my god, yeah. I love Thundercats, He-Man. And they do a really good He-Man.
Silverhawks?
I used to love the Silverhawks. If they made Silverhawks ones, I'd probably want those.
Yeah, Jason the Wheel Warriors?
I don't even know what that is.
No, John would remember that show. Where are you, John? It was terrible. But I was a kid, I loved it. They just drove around in these little, like, truck things and fought bad guys. Bad guys were, like, plant-based. I don't know. It was silly. Don't worry about it.
Forget about it.
Yeah, just forget about it.
Mattel has a whole bunch of stuff coming out. Mattel did the He-Man line for the longest time, and they just they stopped doing it, and Super 7 picked it up, so they're doing them like the exact same way, only releasing new figures, so they won't look awkward compared to the old Mattel ones they just stopped making.
Yeah.
Fit them right in your old toy chest and you won't even know the difference.
Exactly. So their line looks pretty sick that's coming out. What else did they have? Those were the ones that I saw that I kind of liked the most.
Yeah, you know what I always find is funny about these things? They always make, like, you know, cosplay people always do, like, the, you know, I'm a samurai Deadpool. Like, I'm Deadpool, but I'm a samurai. They'll, like, make, like cool. They're really always really cool looking, but they'll make, like, an Iron Man samurai.
Yep.
Or something. I mean, have it look all Japanese.
Zombie Deadpool or whatever.
Yeah, zombie samurai Deadpool.
Yep.
and there's just ran across how do you say it? The artifacts statue. I won't even try to say.
Japanese thing. I know what you're talking about. Yep.
They have like an Obi-Wan robe, like it was just a robe sitting on the floor with a lightsaber on top of it.
Oh. That's awesome. They have this really weird samurai stormtrooper one. That, like, the chest plate has like 6 boobs. It is very bizarre. If you find it, it's weird looking. Actually, one of the toys that I saw, Clay, I was totally thinking of you. Let me see if I can find the picture and maybe send it to you. It is for the Flash TV show. It's a Jay Garrick figure.
Oh, very well. I would like
it looks pretty awesome. Yeah.
I definitely would like that.
Let me see if I can find that again. Yep. Oh, and a King Shark, which is like huge and amazing.
But it's like Samurai Zombie King Shark.
Yeah, definitely. Samurai Zombie King Shark.
18-inch.
That's the only way to go.
So these are Flash television shoe.
Correct.
Right.
Well, let's segue then, because I want to talk about a television shoe.
Television. I like to watch TV. all the time.
Yeah, I know. We all like to watch TV, but I want to talk about Legion for a second, if you guys are.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That is a
trippy,
messed
man.
Up.
Trippy.
This is weird.
Yep.
It's a weird show, but I like it. It's I hard to it. Tell what's going on, though.
I'm a little confused as to like what time period this takes place in. Is it like the late 70s, early 80s, or like 60s, or now? Like, what is going
on? I think
on?
It's now.
I don't know. That insane, I guess you can't call them insane asylums anymore, right? That seems to be a little insensitive. But that special home that he was locked in is a little, like, that looked a little almost like
psychiatric ward.
Thank you. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yes.
It looked a little like futuristic to me, almost, actually.
That guy definitely likes Kubrick, and he definitely likes, you know, like Britpop bands like, you know, Blur and Oasis.
Well, this is the same guy who did Fargo, the TV show.
Who likes winter and yes. wood chippers.
Well, I mean.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Who doesn't?
But I mean, he's the Fargo TV show is really awesome. So like, I was like going to watch this anyway, but I mean, it's hard to tell really. It's hard to tell when it is, but it's also hard to tell what is happening. Like, the show really bounces around. Like, so it doesn't really matter when it is because it goes into his past. It goes into the present and like different parts. I don't know. It's pretty crazy. So I never really knew much about Legion from the comics.
Right.
But I did a little reading up on him, and so I found out, like, in the comic, he has, like, he's literally, like, the highest, like, one of the most powerful mutants going. He's got, like, hundreds of powers, but they're all each one is controlled by a different personality, because he's got so many different personalities going on in his brain.
Huh.
So, but a lot of them, he absorbs the personalities of other people. Like, he could just... Like, I don't know. It's because his mind is so powerful. It's very strange. But it's funny because in the show, like, she tells him, you're not schizophrenic. The voices are the voices of other people that you're reading their minds. You can hear their thoughts. So I don't even know, like, what's going on. Like, is Aubrey Plaza just another one of his personalities? Like, was she ever there? Or what?
Well, she must have been there because other girl killed her.
In the wall. But that was when she was him. Right? Like, she was kind of him.
That's true.
I don't know. This is just a whack-out theory. I don't know. I mean, did she ever even interact with anybody else? Whatever it is.
No,
I mean,
that's weird.
If she was alive, she's dead, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, is she not going to be in it?
But no, she's in it. She's in his head. Like,
yeah. Now, I know Clay didn't see the second episode, but have either of you ever seen the movie The Babadook?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
It is a weird horror movie.
The Babadook?
The Babadook. You should like look up the trailer and watch it. And the second episode...
I was almost afraid to watch it, actually.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
Because I heard it was like really, like really weird.
I have never heard of this. The Babadook.
The second episode is very similar to The Babadook with like... It's kind of about like a children's book that's like messed up, and it was kind of weird. There were like aspects of the second episode that I was just like, this is very Babadookish.
Yeah, that is a weird. Now, did that actually happen, or is that how he remembers it? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
was
I don't
that,
know.
That messed up, or just his memory is messed up because they were in his memories at that point,
right?
And he can't see his dad's face. Like, what is going on?
The creepy like fat blobby guy, is he like the kid from the book?
Oh, I don't know, but that guy is creepy.
Yeah, he is.
The fat blobby.
Like the guy that keeps showing up in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's in the foreground in the second episode.
Well, I don't... Ugh.
Yeah, I know. Now you're never going to watch it.
Thanks for letting me know, because that guy's weird.
Yeah, he's weird. I don't know. I mean, obviously, we'll find out eventually, I guess, but... And so in the comic, Professor X is his dad. I don't think that's going to... They probably won't do that in the show. I mean, I don't know.
It doesn't take place in the like X-Men movies that we've just seen, that reality.
Oh, it doesn't?
That's
a bummer.
But there is a new X-Men show that's going to be coming out that does, apparently.
Oh my god.
Well, they're really screwing the pooch there.
Yeah, I totally think that this could have like fit in with that. Like it has like that kind of first class-ish feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe. I mean, they're kind of leaving. It could be any time, I suppose. I don't know. They could throw it in wherever. But it does seem that take place where they're talking about mutants being like sort of experimented on and hunted and stuff.
And there's like payphones. Like, what's a payphone?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's true. What about that weird spoiler warning, Clay? But in the second episode, they get really high, and they. What is that? That weird frog bong thing that they were doing?
It's blue. It's always blue. What?
I know. What is that? Is that like a Breaking Bad reference? Like,
I don't know.
The blue meth? I don't know. There's some weird stuff going on. I mean, I like it, but.
Yeah, I like it too.
You could go crazy trying to analyze everything that's going on there. You kind of just got to be like, well, that'll explain it. You know, and like.
I really hope they do, and I hope it's not like one of those shows where it just ends and you're like, what the frig just happened? Why? What? Yeah.
Yeah, it's messed up, but.
And so that guy was Matthew on Downton Abbey and is going to be the Beast in Beauty and the Beast live action movie.
Oh, wow. That's that movie's getting a lot of publicity.
I don't know why. Seriously.
Because like girls who were in eighth grade when that movie came out are all grown up now and they're really excited. That's why.
Yeah, I mean... Sure, Disney's smart. We all know that.
I mean, I don't give a shit about it, but...
Right.
I'm just saying people are excited. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to see it, but I don't care.
I want to see it just to get some popcorn.
Oh, man. I do love movie theater popcorn.
That's one thing. You can't have, like, delivered... Or you know, whatever. That's not the same. You got to go to a movie theater.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Anyway, check out Legion if you haven't. It's very weird. If you like David Lynch kind of shit, I'd say
yeah.
Check that out. It's good. I have a feeling everything will be explained. The second episode did have a lot of more sort of like what's going on.
Yeah, it definitely felt a lot more cohesive and like not so much of a mind fuck.
Yeah,
but still, it was a mind fuck.
It just the first episode was like, I was like, all right, I wasn't exactly on the edge of my seat. I was kind of like, all right, let's pick up the pace here a little bit. But like the last 5 minutes when they bust him out of the thing, it was just like, and the guy like force throwing people into the woods.
Yeah.
I was like, this is awesome. It was like Rogue One.
Shit.
It was like, I like this, but let's speed it up a little bit. And then at the end, it's like, boom, punch you in the face.
They're like, okay, Clay, we'll speed it up for you.
Yeah, for you.
They did. Anyway, I'm gonna keep watching. So
yeah,
it got very good reviews. So
yeah,
I will add my review to that.
Very good.
Very well.
Well, then we have to talk a little bit about Riverdale.
Yeah.
We watched episode 4 last night. It's definitely a CW show, but some more of like in the drama instead of just like straight, you know, there's no superheroes in it. But it's like it's a good mix of like Buffy and like Twin Peaks, and
I heard that Sabrina the Teenage Witch might make an appearance.
I hope so. Well, they said that they're gonna do some. The next episode is like a horror episode, and they go to like a haunted house. So I'm hoping she pops up there.
That'd be awesome. How awesome would it be if the Punisher showed up in one episode?
That would be good. That. Or Kiss. But I am digging Riverdale just because it's like, I don't know, it's it's based on the comics, but, you know, it's not really, like, what you'd expect. It's not like a bubblegum thing. It's not like the Josie and the Pussycats movie, you know? It's right. just like...
But I like that movie.
Yeah, it's not awesome. But it's not all pop. It's just like... Or Pop's Chocolate Shop, although that does make an appearance.
It's definitely darker and very mysterious.
And Luke Perry's in it.
And Luke Perry's in it. How can you go wrong?
Yeah.
It's true. I was almost going to watch it just for him.
Oh, yeah. And it is a little 90210 as well. Like, oh, wow. Influences they draw on. But there's a mystery that Cherry's twin brother, Jason, the star of the football team, was found in the lake or the river and Dale. Shot in the head. And they need to figure out, like, Laura Palmer, like, who did it and why.
Yeah.
And you don't know who
in the town. I was going to say, it has a very Twin Peaks-ish kind of feel to
totally.
It, too.
Oh, totally. I mean, they're just, like, going down the checklist. Like, what do we want this to be like? Well, we liked Twin Peaks. We liked, you know, David Lynch, everything, you know.
Well, it's a weird thing to be like, I'm going to take Archie and make it into Twin Peaks. You know, I mean, like, Archie comics, obviously, back in the day, were completely, like, oh, golly, gee, you know, like...
And this is the guy, too, the guy that is, like, the showrunner, the director, and the writer. He also was the one that did all the cool Afterlife with Archie books, which, if you haven't read them, I highly recommend. So good. They're, like, it's kind of like Walking Dead, but with Archie characters.
So is it Archie as a samurai zombie?
Yeah. More spoiler warning, more Jughead as a zombie.
Oh, it was so funny. There was they did kind of make a joke about the gosh golly thing, and I think it was like the second episode. One of them said what, like, it was either gosh or golly or something like that, and it was just like, what? It just seemed so funny how it fit.
Yeah.
Or didn't fit.
Well, you know, yeah. It's cool that you could take something like that and completely, like, redo it for, obviously, another generation, but obviously a couple generations removed from Archer, the original.
Yeah, and I noticed, like, they do put in some Easter eggs, but it's not as ones we'd be as familiar with or be as excited about as, like, a, you know, like, what they do in, like, Daredevil or something like that. But they were, like, they showed the sign is, like, Welcome to Riverdale, like, the town with Pep. But, like, Archie's first appearance was in Pep Comics number 22. So, stuff like that.
Look at you, Clay, knowing your trivia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very well.
So, I do like that show. It's not, like, I just think it isn't what you expect. And actually watching Legion in Riverdale is like, a new kind of comic show. Kind of like how there's... I feel like there's now different genres of comic book shows. There's, like, a Gotham. There's, like, the Arrow Flash universe, Supergirl. Yeah. Then there's, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And now we have Riverdale, Legion. All very different.
Yeah, it's true. We are spoiled.
We are.
Yeah. When I was a little kid, it was just those Incredible Hulk movies that they would have on every few years.
Yeah, with Thor and Daredevil.
Animal Daredevil, yeah.
I always think, imagine, like, if we were kids now, like, seeing all these shows, we'd be like, oh, first off, my parents would probably be like, you can't watch that.
Right.
But, I mean, it's just so funny how everything is, like, superhero this, superhero that, comic book shows up the wazoo, which I am not complaining about because so many of them are really good.
And I wonder if something like Riverdale came on, like, if you didn't even know, like, if you were a kid, like, you might not even know that had anything to do with comic books.
Right. Somebody might be like, oh, it's based on an old comic book.
And yeah.
Like, I'm sure that there's, like, plenty of people that watch that show, like, teenage girls that have zero clue that that is based on a comic book.
But, I mean, it's kind of like the way, like, I don't know, like, The Rocketeer or something, you know, like, when...
Yeah.
Not that I, you know, like, there's, oh, that's based on an old thing. Like, you know, or like, even Dick Tracy.
Yeah, that was based on, like, a fake old thing.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Rocketeer is amazing.
Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, it's sort of it's like we probably. I'm kind of taking for granted that there's so many shows and stuff, and I'm like, I don't even need to watch. I can't.
That's why. I mean, I want to watch Legion, but now it's like we have to decide whether to catch up on Flash, Arrow, Legion, Riverdale. Which one are we gonna watch tonight? That's why, you know, I haven't seen the second Legion episode.
It's sad that like Gotham has been like I've cut Gotham out.
Oh yeah, I did that last year too. Like Gotham and S.H.I.E.L.D., I'll binge it after I'll start watching the season, but then about halfway through, like I can't keep up with everything else I want to see.
Yeah, I said I was gonna cut out Walking Dead, but I ended up catching up on it last night.
Yeah, I mean they're finally building up to. I know. I think a lot of people thought this season was going pretty slow, and it kind of was. But they're finally kind of building up to like, okay, we're gonna team up and we're gonna take down Negan.
Yeah.
Which is obvious. I mean, you know, obviously that's where they're going. But like, you can't do it right away. You can't just have the guy go, yeah, okay, sounds good. Let's go get him. True. But there was that great moment when they walked in and it's like, oh, I forgot to tell you. Yeah, Tiger.
Yeah, that was awesome. Everybody's just standing there like, what?
Yeah. Tiger is awesome. But, yeah, no, I know. I think The Walking Dead, it's something about it. It's easy. It's Sunday night. You're just kind of like, boop. All right, I'm not doing anything else. Sunday night, you know, it's easy to watch that one when it's on for me anyway. But yeah, most of these other shows, it's like, well, I'll catch up when I get there. Hey, speaking of a property being rebooted, I don't know, you guys probably didn't take a chance on this, but I bought the Wildstorm comic.
Oh, I did actually read that.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about it, but I didn't.
I never read the original. Like, but I thought, you know, I'll try it. It's getting some buzz. I thought it was pretty good, actually. That was interesting. But it's, like, completely different. You don't have to know anything about the characters, you know, from the 90s.
I thought it was a little hard to follow. I didn't exactly understand what was happening.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like there's mystery. There's, like, this this giant corporations that are, you know, like this stuff going on. They're sort of like, it seems like there's like a, I don't know, this one, they try to assassinate this guy who I guess was a character in the original. I don't know, I suppose they all were, but then he was saved. It was hard to follow for me too. But I mean, I'm going to keep buying it because I assume, kind of like Legion, it will all be explained. But I thought it was cool. I don't know. I thought it was interesting. Warren Ellis, you know?
Yeah, I'll definitely keep checking it out. I want to find out more.
Very well.
Did you guys, back to TV for a second, did you guys watch the, what's the stupid DC one? The comedy.
Oh, Powerless?
Yeah, Powerless.
Oh, no, I didn't.
I saw episode one.
I gave it a second shot with the second episode just in case.
Yeah.
So it's like ordinary people in the world of like where, you know, there are superheroes and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just supposed to be kind of like Damage Control Inc. or whatever.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you'd think that it could be really funny, but I don't know.
I don't think that show's going to last.
No, it shouldn't.
So, like, is it like the, like, Batman, Superman, like, or is it?
Yeah, they
like,
talk about the guy that Alan Tudyk plays is like Bruce Wayne's cousin, and he runs this, you know, the company that makes stuff for ordinary citizens to protect themselves against supervillains, like one of those EpiPens that you could jab into your leg if in case you get Joker gassed or whatever.
Jokerized?
Yeah, you get Jokerized. Jokerize your fries.
Yeah.
If you have too many Jokerized fries.
You just stab yourself with the EpiPen.
Yep.
Well, it's not great. Vanessa Hudgens in it. Danny Pudi from Community. Alan Tudyk.
I like Vanessa Hudgens. He's cool.
The cast is pretty spectacular, actually. But it's a half-hour sitcom. The Easter eggs come off as, like, super kind of cheesy. Like, even for somebody like me who likes the cheesy ones, you know?
Wow. Well, I probably won't bother.
Yeah, don't bother.
Okay, good.
Sorry to say.
No, it's all right. It's good to know.
In a chain of events that doesn't usually happen, they do talk about Superman, Batman, the Joker, like, by name. Like, they don't pretend that... They don't say, like, oh, that guy in Gotham City. Like, they say Bruce Wayne, they say Batman, they say Superman, they say Clark Kent. Which is, like, they don't usually do that. They usually dance around it, you know?
Is it supposed to be, like, Henry Cavill, like Superman? Or is it just general...
This is in its own universe. Nothing to do with anything. It exists in a city that doesn't exist even in DC.
Yeah, it's kind of just... It's goofy.
Why, though? Like, why not just have it be...
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think because this one's on CBS? NBC?
NBC. Yep.
And Supergirl is on CBS, and it's on another network, so that's why it kind of gets to be a little weird. It's so bizarre. But I mean,
whatever. I mean, they just sell the show to the network. It's still a Warner Brothers show.
Yeah.
The best part was Adam West, like, narrated the first episode.
Oh, yeah, he did, yeah.
Which was pretty cool. But I don't think he narrated the second episode, so...
It was too much money, maybe.
Yeah, or he actually watched the episode after and was like, this crap!
Never mind. I'm too good. I'm living off something I did 40 years ago. Oh, my God, 50 years ago, or whatever. Jesus Christ, Adam West. I gotta see that Family Guy.
They should make a live-action Batman Beyond and have him be Bruce Wayne. That would be amazing.
Oh, no, they should have Michael Keaton be Bruce Wayne. I guess they're gonna capture that, I guess, in the Spider-Man thing when he's the Vulture. But I don't know.
Well, that's kind of more like Birdman.
Yes, it's like Birdman.
Yeah. Yeah, Birdman.
There was this really cool, like,
Birdman.
I saw this really, not cool, but it was this funny little video of, like, they were talking about, because Infinity War has started shooting. And it was like Chris Pratt, Robert Downey Jr., and little Tom Holland, like, in the middle, talking about what a thrill it was. Because, oh, man, it's so exciting. I saw the Avengers with my mates or whatever. He's not Australian. I don't know what the fuck. But, you know, he was like this little kid. And, like, they're all like, yeah. Like, it's funny. Like, oh, I can't believe I'm in an Avengers movie. This is so great. But it's pretty cool. They're starting that. When you think about the amount of people are in that movie, it's going to be...
Insane.
Hey, one other thing I wanted to mention.
One more thing.
So, Image is 25 years old.
Wow.
They're celebrating their 25th anniversary, which means we were, like, well, I was 15 years old. God.
I remember, like, buying Spawn number one.
Yeah, I remember buying
Cyberforce. Cyberforce was, like, my jam.
Cyberforce was pretty good.
And I was pissed because it was, like, released so sporadically because they didn't have their shit together yet.
Oh, yeah.
Most of those Image books were. But I really
liked that one issue, and then, like, 3 months later, the second one would come out, and then maybe, like, 4 months later, the next one.
But I remember, like, really, that was the one I actually kept up with somehow. Like, even though it was months later, I was like, no, I really want to keep buying it. Where some of the other ones, I was like, eh. You know, like, never mind. I'm going to drop this one. But so the cool thing is they're doing this, like, special covers thing. where, like, so the new issue of Kill or Be Killed, which is the Brubaker book, which I really like, there, it's like, if you buy the special cover, it's like a tribute to The Walking Dead number one, where Rick is standing there, except it's the guy from this book, you know, standing in front of the store with the...
I've seen that a couple times. That's a good one to... That's like a famous cover now.
Right.
Or like a Spawn one.
Yeah, like the different books are getting different. Like someone had I saw like a sort of Wildcats one. It's just kind of cool. I just thought that was neat to do that for the covers. And they're not like variant covers that are like $10 or whatever. They're just the same price as the regular book. So you don't have to like be like, well, this isn't war. I already have this issue or whatever. You know, like, I'm not going to spend another. I'm not one of those variant cover weirdos unless it's like super awesome and cheap.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought that was a cool thing. And a cool book.
A cool book.
I had to go. Now, see, this is where, because Clay knows I like to not take the top book.
Yeah, you like to get into the good bread.
Like to go, into the good bread.
Yeah.
And so when I went back there, I was like, oh, look at this. Look at this. This is like a Rick Grimes cover. And they even have it in like the font, like the Walking Dead font.
Nice.
So I was like, oh, cool. And then I read up on it, and I was like, oh, they're doing that with a bunch of Image books. I don't know if it's this month, but maybe over the next couple months. But yeah, so if you're into that stuff, check it out. If you're listening, which you're not.
Very well.
Very well. Yeah, so I guess that's about all I got. I mean, I read other stuff, but...
It was Dr. Aphra.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That book is on the... That might be killed. I'm not too into the artwork on that book at all. Do you like it? I don't know.
I like the story. I didn't think that the artwork was bad.
I didn't think it fit with... I don't know.
Doesn't bother me is what I'm saying.
It bothers me a little bit. It might bother me enough to be like, well, never mind. Like, I don't.
I like the story continuing the Dr. Aphra story, like after Darth Vader, because she's not really a bad guy. She's like, you know.
Yeah.
She's not really a villain. You know what I mean?
No, I know. She's just an archaeologist.
Right. Archaeologist carrying on her dad's dreams or whatever.
I just think the guy draws her like kind of like a monkey. And I don't like it. So, I don't know. See, I might keep going, but
what now, about All New Wolverine? That continues to be good.
Oh man, that's the one I haven't read. Is that Gambit in that one?
Gambit's in it, Dick Fury's in it.
I haven't seen Gambit.
You want to talk about something about... There's something funny about the artwork, which I like. The artwork, but in general, they do something weird on the shading on everybody's nose in this issue. So it looks like they use a lot of cross-hatching, even if you don't need it, on everyone's nose. Like, so everyone's nose looks weird. So I gotta say this, like, A+ book, A- with the noses.
The noses knock it down.
Yeah, it knocks it down a few points. I don't know if it's a coloring issue. It looks more like an inking issue, which the penciler is doing. So,
okay. So you can't
it makes it look like everybody's nose is in shadow all of the time. And I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to say, "Hey, there's a nose here." There's a nose here.
I used to do that all the time when I like drew. I always did this little like shadow under the nose, and it almost kind of looked like people had dog noses.
People have shadows over the nose.
Dog noses.
Going from the bottom of the nose up to the eye. They have shadow on both sides.
Too much shadow.
It's too much shadow.
A lot of nose shadow.
A lot of nose shadow. A little heavy on the nose shadow.
Now when I read the book, I'm not going to be able to take my eye
the shadow.
It's very
nose.
Distracting. I couldn't think of anything else to say about the book. Except for that, it's actually a good little, you know, she has like that thing where if she smells a certain scent, she goes berserker.
Yeah, Berserker.
Berserker. Well, they basically cure her of that with the help of Gambit and Nick Fury. Current Nick Fury, who looks like Nick Fury from the movies, but is actually Nick Fury Jr. or something. I don't know. Don't ask me.
They don't even try to explain that origin anymore. They're just like, yeah, don't worry about it. Like, it's...
just forget about it. There's two of them. Deal with it.
Well, is there two of them? What happened to old Nick?
I don't know.
Still around? Is he gone?
I don't know if he's gone or if he's still around, but I mean, like...
Something weird. He was like, I don't know.
I don't know. I got nothing.
There was a Thor. Thor was pretty good. I'm liking Thor still. Both Thors, actually.
Yeah, very well.
Unworthy Thor and Mighty Thor, both good. Who'd have thought? Two good Thor books.
I wish I had kept going with Thor. I like that. I don't know why. Oh, I know why I stopped. Kids.
Kids.
Kids make me not buy Thor. Well, you can catch up when they're all 99 cents on Comixology. And that retailer can be pissed off at you.
Yeah, that's right.
No, they're Unworthy Thor is only like 6 issues, I think. So you could probably dash that off pretty quick. That's like regular Thor. I think that book is fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I like how he always jokes about going to get something to drink or whatever. He's always like, I'm going to go get some mead. Like, he's always... it's great. So, yeah, I guess that's about it. I don't know, anybody else got any cool shit to talk about?
Pretty good. We did good.
We got the big PAX, post-PAX thing. I see, Clay, you keep adding stuff to that.
Big old show. Power Glove has not played a show in 5 years. So that is
I love Power Glove.
Big deal. They're playing our post-PAX show. Monday, holy the 13th smokes. Of March at Royale. So that's going to be Proto Man.
Away.
What?
We'll have to book them another time. Proto Man, MC Frontalot, Power Glove, Bit Brigade at Royale. So we're moving venues this year, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, Royale. I've never even...
you know where the Wilbur Theater is? It's across the street.
Oh, okay.
I used very to be called the Roxy back in the day.
Of course. Oh, nice.
I might be back. I might be back for that.
On Monday the 13th?
Yeah. Try to be back. It's going to be a fun back.
I'm going to try to be back, yeah.
And next Wednesday, the 1st of March, MC Lars and Megaran are esteemed guests here on Leak Podcast, depending on whether what time zone or in the future, in the past, you've listening to this, come on down to Great Scott, check that show out, and go back into our feed and listen to the shows with Megaran.
Yeah, those are some great interviews with those guys. They are very cool guys,
and we have something special planned for episode 300, so we're going to keep it under wraps for now, but anyways, yeah, those guys, we're lucky to have those guys come on right as we were ramping up for the 300. They all said congratulations and stuff. That's very cool. Yeah.
And now we have a special guest, Josh, for our 299.
Josh.
Yes.
299.
Out of retirement.
Josh is drawing the line at 299.
That's right.
I am.
All right.
Well, we don't get to make that joke for another 100 episodes, so.
That's right.
And I hope we remember to do it then.
I'm glad you made it now.
Yeah.
Now?
We almost missed out.
Yeah, I know.
You waited until the very end. Well, but anyway, yeah, I guess that's it. Thanks for everything. Josh, it was great to talk to you.
Oh, it was great to talk to you guys.
Happy President's Day, everybody.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Episode 300. 300.
300.
Trace Hundy.
Talk to you guys later.
Later.
It's Chandler Jack. He's on track. The track is on his back. Land. He couldn't stop Jack. All the water's flapping. And they couldn't.
Babadook?